Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Chavav is carrying in an enclosed area of a swimming pool that often people use as a mikveh on Shabbos. Our Perek Osin Pasin, which we've concluded today, Hadron Halacha Osin Pasin, got to mention it when we finished the Daf, dealt primarily with the halachos of Karpef. And we've discussed in the halachos from the Daily Daf different applications of the halachos of Karpef. And our last discussion will be about the question whether one can use an enclosed area of a swimming pool as a Rishus Hayachid to carry in. I cannot overemphasize, of course, that the most important halachos that relate to a swimming pool is the halachos of Pikuach Nefesh, that those people who are in bungalow colonies and camps that have swimming pools or have private swimming pools have a mitzvah d'oraisa u'shmartem es nafsho seichem. It pales in comparison to the mitzvah d'rabbanon of carrying, the prohibition of carrying in a karmelis. But let us talk now about the din d'rabbanon of a karpef yoser mi beis hasayim. Of course, we've learned in our perek that the halacha is that an area that is not designated as Shimush Ladira, that is larger than Beis Hasayim, people will confuse with the Rishus HaRabim. One is not allowed to carry in that area. Now, how are we to qualify the gates around a swimming pool? For some, particularly Chassidish Poskim, this became an important issue for those, and we're not going to discuss the validity or lack thereof of going to a mikveh on Shabbos. Suffice to say that in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Gimel or so, we discussed that there is definitely an inyan to go to mikveh bizman hazeh for keri, but on Shabbos there are totally different shailas that are involved. And let's accept that as a given, that there are some who have an old tradition to go to mikveh even on Shabbos as well, and some claim that a swimming pool could also be used as a mikveh, that also has its own set of halachos. Be'ezer Hashem, eventually, one day we'll get around to that in the halacha of the Daily Daf. But now the question becomes, is it appropriate because of carrying in that area? If it is larger than Beis Hasayim, which is 5,000 amos, or approximately a third of an acre, and many swimming pool areas have that size, do we say that that also qualifies as a karpef that's not designated ladira and therefore problematic for carrying on Shabbos? Now, our Gemara directly relates to it. The Gemara on Chaf Hei Amud Beis going to Chavav Amud Aleph discusses the problem of mechitzos that were made in an orchard. And the Gemara describes mechitzas adarkalin, which is the mechitza that is made by builders just for their shade, and what the Gemara also calls litzniusa. It's simply there not for dira purposes like a bedroom or a dining room wall, for that matter even a chatzer wall, but rather it's there just for tznius. It's built there only for privacy, or for that matter, the Gemara also says a mechitza asuya lenachas, which Rashi explains is there to simply guard objects inside, is lo shma mechitza, is not considered a mechitza as a mechitza shehukaf ladira. And this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Samach Beis Sif Aleph, and in many ways, just in terms of getting our Gemara clear. Sometimes the halacha is important just in terms of qualifying and explaining the halacha, but in this case it really clarifies our Gemara as well. In Shin Samach Beis Sif Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins, Kol Mechitza Shel Onasis Lodur Besocha, any Mechitza is not made for residential use, El Tznius, it's there only for Tznius, O Lishmar Mashitnu Besocha, and most definitely the swimming pool walls in Orthodox bungalow colonies and camps are primarily there for that. Vaharaya, in most secular settings, there are no mechitzos, it's not so common to have mechitzos for the swimming pools. Or Oleshe Balkadei Lishmar Sados, it's there just for people who are guarding the fields. He mechitza letaltel masha besocha. It's considered a mechitza that if it's less than sasayim, so then it's considered a halachic mechitza turn rishus hayachid. Aval eina mechitza lasas masha besocha mukaf ledira imu yoser besasayim. And therefore, that area is going to have a din of a karfev shalo hukaf ledira. Rav Ozner, not a coincidence that this Shaila came to Rav Ozner, who is one of the preeminent Chassidish Poskim today. I'm not aware of that there is an important psak from Rav Yashiv of this, because most of his Talmidim weren't going to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. However, many Chassidim do. And Rav Ozner was asked about a swimming pool, and in Chelek Ches, Simin, in Simin Sadi Tes, he lauds a sefer that was written by a young Chassidish Yid in Brooklyn, Reb Chaim Ben Zion Rosenberg, who comes to the same conclusion that Rav Ozner comes to, and that is that the area is exactly a fulfillment of our Gemara. It's an area that is designated Litznius and not Ladira, and for that reason, he says, one would not be allowed to carry in that area on Shabbos. So therefore, even for those people who do not go to the mikvah on Shabbos, a swimming pool area, aside from emphasizing the most important thing, that it is a sakana and requires the appropriate vigilance, also that area that is closed, if it's larger than Beis HaSaim, which is 1/3 of an acre, so then in such a case, it would be usur to carry in that area on Shabbos. However, it should be emphasized that the above discussion only applies to where the pool is enclosed in a separate area. However, if the pool is in the back of somebody's house, so then in such a case, the mechitzos were of course built for the entire house, and the consensus of the poskim is that a swimming pool will not be mevatel the area from being a dira area. It cannot turn it into a dira area, but it will not be mevatel the area as a dira area, and therefore it is not like someone who plants a large vegetable patch in his backyard. If that vegetable patch is very large, so then in such a case that would be a karpef, and that could make the entire backyard usur. Of course, that would only be if the vegetable patch would be quite large. But if you have a large swimming pool, maybe someone would have argued that that does not apply. Because clearly, it has some type of shimush. It's no less than the shimush of a chatzer. And the swimming pool will not turn an area that was already hukaf ladira into an area that was hukaf la'eno dira. However, if the entire area is not used for anything that is dira-oriented, and a separate area for a swimming pool would have a din of iser tiltul midrabanan if it was a karpef yoser mi beis hasayim, as Rav Ozner describes, as based on Simon Shin Samach Beis Sif Aleph, as based on the Gemara on Chavav Amid Aleph in Maseches Erevin. This concludes the halacha topic of karpef, and Be'ezer Hashem, we move on to a new an important set of topics with a third parak on Maseches Erevin.